It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Pruse.
Hello, it's Alaska Lizzie here at Fairbanks Foodies today, filling in for Mayor Pruse, and we just want to thank him for all he does around here in Fairbanks, and we wish him well. So, I brought a special guest today. I do a lot of fun things around Fairbanks, and today I brought the man behind the scenes. I brought in my dad. Dad, introduce yourself.
Well, thank you, Lizzie. It's good to see this side of your work and all that you're doing, and it's fun to be in the background too. So thanks for having me in.
Yeah.
How about we start and just take a look at where you've been lately, start recently, and work back perhaps with a few exciting things that have happened recently here in Fairbanks and beyond. So the Maui meal, that was cool, and it was a lot of fun to help you with that and to see it be a great success, especially thanks to Isaiah over at Venue. So how did that come about?
Yes, so I had been talking with Madam Donut from Maui, who is was currently on season 13 of MasterChef United Taste of America with me. We were castmates together, and we had been talking about doing a collaboration over in Maui. I was going to fly over. We were going to cook some meals. And then the fires happened, which was devastating. And it just wasn't a good time for me to go that week. But Madam Donut said, can I come to Fairbanks? And of course, you know, I thought people here would love to have her. And so she came on over. And
now, let me interrupt just a minute. I know you. And I think Lizzie probably said, Madam Donut, why don't you come to Fairbanks?
Well, there was some of that in the conversation. I knew that the people of Fairbanks would love to help Maui out, since you know a lot of us have a huge connection to Maui. So she came over and we planned the meal together. We also got our friend James, who was on the show as well with us from Portland. He was able to fly up and we were all able to plan the menu together and prepare it together.
What did the menu look like? I don't know. I did not get to enjoy the meal. Not complaining.
I'm sorry about that.
Tell us a little bit about some of the items that you served.
Yes. For the menu, we started off with a appetizer. So we had a rustic bread, which came from Yellowwood Farms here in Fairbanks. Beautiful loaves of bread. And then I made this compound butter. It's a butter that's filled with garlic and shallots and fresh herbs and spices. I had beautiful edible flowers, and we rolled the butter in the flowers.
Yeah, I think Peter, who was at the meal, shared that he was never going to be able to eat bread again without the butter.
No, so we got Peter the recipe.
Yeah, good.
So if anyone else would like that recipe, I can send it to you. But that was our first course. And next came beautiful farmers market salads. The co-op market donated all kinds of beautiful vegetables to us, but they also donated something special. They donated some Spinach Creek carrots, and we tried to infuse that into the meal as well. The farmer's market salad, though, we had a lovely vinaigrette on it, and we needed rhubarb. Well, I had hunted all day, or for the 2 days prior to the event, I could not find rhubarb at any of the stores in Fairbanks. So I contacted Winna at DW Grill, Dave and Winna, and she said, cool. Lizzie, I got a big old bush in my backyard. So we ran over, we grabbed some rhubarb right before the meal, and we boiled that down, and we were able to make a vinaigrette out of it for the salad. So that was pretty cool. And then next up, we had our main course, which was a slow-roasted red wine braised short rib. I was really excited about this short rib. I've been thinking about this short rib for a while. And we did that over a lovely potato mash. And then we had beautiful steamed and roasted veggies. So we had the carrots, the asparagus, some beautiful radish on there. Then we topped it with some sprouts from the Roaming Root Market here in town, and then some lovely pickled onions. So it had that nice pop of pink.
Tell us about the potato mash, and you had a demi-glace yeah. on there. Explained. I'm new with that. Explain that to me.
Yeah. So we took the drippings from the meat and we boiled that down with red wine, and we just got a nice, lovely brown sauce. We added some butter in there, and then we just kind of topped the whole meal with that lovely sauce.
Perfect. Tell us about pickling onions. That's kind of a mix that we don't see too often. How did that go?
Well, I really love that for my food to have color. You know, I think the whole Alaska Lizzie vibe is bright, colorful things. So especially when that comes to our food, I like plating. So we shaved off those onions nice and thin, and we pickled them, and I wanted them to be hot pink. So I went to the co-op market, and we got beet powder, which you can buy in their bulk section. And so we were able to get some beautiful hot pink onions to top the meal with, and I think that really made it pop.
Nice. Always good to have some color. What about the dessert? What did you serve for dessert?
So the dessert we were super excited about. Madam Donna and I collaborated on this dessert, and we made a pavlova, which is like a meringue cookie. So everyone around town knows that I do French macarons, but the pavlova mm-hmm. is a lot like a French macaron. It takes the same technique. It takes the same time. So they're beautiful, white, fluffy cookies. And then we filled them with a homemade whipped cream, and we made a beautiful blueberry compote to pour over the whole dessert. And then we had fresh blueberries, raspberries that we topped it with and served it. But I knew there was going to be so many people at the watch party, we weren't going to have enough, you know, pavlova for everyone. So Soba, across the street from Venue in the Co-op Plaza, they donated several crepe cakes for us to cut up and give out to everyone that was at the watch party.
Yeah, I did get to enjoy some of that.
And that was good.
That was a hit. And I heard so many good things as people were enjoying the meal and just having a special time together. But we know that one of the things I know you've learned and I've learned from some of the work that we do here in the community is that you always need a team. You have a team. Nothing happens on its own. And so who were some of the friends in the community and others that jumped in and helped you out with this event?
Are you bracing yourself? This is going to take a second.
I'm ready.
All right. So, you know, the Co-op Market donated the vegetables. We had Christina Fantazzi, who is like the best hairdresser in all of Fairbanks. She donated to help us out. Alaa over at Aurora Mediterranean donated. Randy from Hungry Robot. Katie at Arctic Blooms and Blossoms. GVP Photos. Manuel Beza Photos. Nick Williams, the Realtor. Riley Bodyfelt. Little Al Bakery. Soba. The list just goes on and on. The whole team at Venue. And then I had my team that was actually, you know, hands-on helping me. My good friends, Hannah and Ariel and Lorena. Fedor, Amanda, all back there just working in the kitchen. And something that I thought was really special about the time in the kitchen was there was a peace. There was a peace about...
No one was yelling
no
at you.
No one was yelling at us.
Throwing food.
No. And we weren't used to cooking together like that. So to just experience that harmony, that synergy, that peace with everyone was really, really special.
Well, it was fun to watch, and actually several came in from the watch party that had not purchased a meal, but they wanted to step back and see the process and the program, and there was actually quite a group gathered at the window there at the kitchen just watching all that happen, the synergy, the teamwork, and so I think that in itself spoke a lot to the effort that was happening. And again, the entire reason for the event to support mm-hmm. those who are in need from Lahaina and in that community. So, yeah, that was perfect. And thank you. If we left a name out or if someone was involved there, know that we are so grateful.
Did you get to hear the music?
I did. Yeah, that was even a prelude and a special touch from Rebecca.
So Rebecca's, her child, and then some of her friends, and all those kids were between the ages of 8 and 12. I mean, unbelievable music. I've not heard a group like that in town.
Well, good music always makes food taste better. And so they did a beautiful job, and they're all beautiful little people. Yep. And so sweet, and working hard on their instruments. And also one thing that I appreciated was having Reverend Dr. Anna Frank, yeah, from our Alaska Native community. She attended the meal and shared a prayer of support and blessing for Maui and Lahaina, and I've just really felt like it added a special time to the event. And so thank you, Dr. Anna Frank, for being there with us and supporting. So, yeah, and thanks to everyone who purchased meal tickets.
Yeah. Sold out in under 3 hours.
Yeah, that was exciting just to see that happen. And then there was a gentleman there. I saw him walk in, and I thought, well, is this man performing?
He can't be from Fairbanks.
And, I mean, he was dressed out. And so, top hat. He had shoes. I don't know where he bought the shoes. I don't know.
It was not Fairbanks.
Not Fairbanks.
Well, I mean, it could have been up the street, Frank's Menswear,
could
maybe.
Could have been Frank's Menswear.
Yeah.
But they would have probably had to order those from Paris.
Yeah.
So, and your friend, his name is?
Robin. Robin from Lavelle's.
Okay. Well, if you need someone with a top hat, looking sharp, he really set a nice tone.
He needs an award.
Yeah, he did. He did good. And so then the watch party was going on next door.
Yep.
While several of our friends were enjoying the meal.
I kept peeking out the kitchen door and watching everyone in there. That was kind of fun. They didn't know I was looking.
And it was just a great time for the community to gather in. It was a tough night to watch for you and for James.
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
But you had a little advance notice, and
I did.
So I knew it helped you to see people coming in and gathering in. So, and tell us a little bit about James. He was here. He came in and supported this event, and then, but he also needed and appreciated some of the support that he received.
He did. So James was well aware that this episode would be the night he would be eliminated. And we had talked about it on the phone, and we thought it'd be really special if we were together, because I also knew that I would be being eliminated on the next episode. So we thought, why don't we just do this together? It's going to be a rough night. Let's serve others. Let's do it together, and we'll get through this. So James, he had a bit of a rough cook. It wasn't too bad, but I think there was just some issues with the veggies on the plate and how it was presented, and that was the reason he was sent home. But James is an excellent cook, one of the best chefs in the West, and it was an honor to cook alongside him, and it was an honor to be eliminated alongside him.
Well, he was a lot of fun to be with, and kept things going, and kept a happy face even when...
He keeps the mood.
Yeah, even when times were tough. What a great guy, and we wish him the best down in Portland,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in Portland, he's working on opening up a food truck that serves soups, so...
Nice, and what a great guy. Now, tell us a little bit, too. I think this was the episode, or shortly thereafter, when you had a little trouble on the set, and... one of the judges had to help you out, and they said it was actually a nice moment. It's kind of gone around the world as maybe one of his nicest television moments. What happened there?
And I want to tell you about that right after this short break, and we're going to hear from some of our sponsors.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand, so you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing. have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Hello, it's Alaska Lizzie here with Fairbanks Foodies filling in, and I'm here with my dad, and we are currently talking about being on MasterChef. I was currently on season 13, and we're kind of recapping some of that today.
It's been a fun time, interesting, and several have shed tears of joy. I've probably had a couple myself.
You've cried a few.
I cried for James, I think, a little bit. And you do get wrapped up in the emotional, the personality of these team players and the stories, the background stories, and James has a background story that's important, and mm-hmm. several have had. And so, of course, you want to see everyone win, but that's not an option. So, yeah, we get involved in the emotion. And
now, you had asked me a question before the break.
Yeah, that was that was interesting, and it created a moment that's been popular. So tell us about what happened and you needed some help with there on the show.
I knew that my sauce would need some white wine, and I'm not a wine lady. So I needed some help, and I had asked if someone behind the set could help me open it, and they said, Lizzie, you're going to have to find someone on set to help you. So I grabbed what I hoped was the wine opener, and I went after Joe Bastianich. He's a wine guy, and he happened to be walking by at the right moment, and I caught his attention, and he gave me a quick lesson on how to open it. And it's kind of gone viral. It's being called Joe's most wholesome moment, because Joe can be pretty intense, but I really liked him.
Well, he was helpful, and I think he even had some nice things to say to you on your audition dish.
He did.
And he called it meritorious, is that the correct?
Of being copied.
Yeah. And so he has nice moments, and apparently this was one of them.
Yes.
That people are excited about. But tell us about, you know, we've seen a lot of your audition dish, and that one probably made me cry a little bit.
Well, you ate that one quite a bit.
Yeah, that was good. But when Gordon presented that to you with the apron and helped you put it on,
yeah.
and Joe had some nice things to say, that was a nice moment. But then along came the crab cake.
It wasn't even a crab cake.
Oh, tell us about the crab hush puppy.
Hush puppy. You know, we got out to the room for this challenge, and they told me it was going to be a stadium food challenge. And I'll be completely honest, I was a little disappointed. We had done the State Fair challenge. We had done the Dodger Stadium challenge. We had done the MRE challenge. So I was really excited about maybe doing something in a totally different direction. But that was not the case. The job was to make an elevated stadium food. We've got a lot of good stadiums in this area. Maybe not as much elevated stadium food. We're working on that.
I've had nachos at a Gold Panners
game. Those are some good nachos. I do enjoy those. And they were still really pushing a little bit of the regional concept. And they were wanting us, you know, while we weren't competing as regions, they wanted us to cook in a way that would reflect where we were from. My first thought was salmon sliders. I get to the pantry. There is no salmon. What people don't know is that, you know, you work with what's in the pantry. You don't get to necessarily choose anything. And I saw those king crab legs and I thought, oh, those are for me. But how do you elevate king crab when it is the most elevated food? So my thought was, well, you know, stadiums, you deep fry things. Let's make some hush puppies. Now, there are better ways to do it than how I did it that day. I got a little stressed, got a little tired, and I did not succeed at that challenge. Looking back, you know, I could have chunked up the crab a lot larger in those hush puppies. We could have made them bigger. We could have rolled them in mashed potatoes and deep fried them and called it a croquette. We could have made a king crab fritter. There was a lot of other directions that, looking back, maybe we should have gone. But, you know, I think I've only received positive feedback from Alaskans on the idea of a king crab hush puppy. Nothing but positive comments that it would be something they would enjoy. I also made a roasted red pepper sauce to go with it, and it was a delicious sauce. The judges even said so. So I'm thinking that we're looking at a king crab hush puppy pop-up from around here sometime soon.
Well, I think you should. I think we have some friends in Nome, and they have served us king crab in Nome that was so delicious. And maybe we can get a call into them and get some crab. I looked at what you made. I thought, you know, that's pretty tasty, and it's small. You could kind of finger food that in a stadium, and so of course I might have been biased, but I thought that was perhaps not the best move that the judges have made, but it's a show, and the show must go on, and someone has to go home, and we're glad you came home. We were actually excited when we heard you were coming home. So crab hush puppies coming up, Fairbanks.
And if you're just tuning in, this is Fairbanks Foodie, and I'm Alaska Lizzie here with my dad, and we're just talking about the show.
And you are no David Prues.
I am not.
But he's a busy guy around town. Always good to see him show up and support so many things. We got to visit the fire department, and he showed up there and made a presentation with our great firefighters and EMS workers here in Fairbanks.
I think we gave him some cookies that night.
Yeah, and they watched the MasterChef show that you did at the for the firefighters down in L.A.
Yep.
So a lot of good things happening. Of course, the fundraiser was really a special event for Lahaina. And you're using your platform to help wherever you can. And I think that's important. Just recently, another invitation to go to Maui, and looks like that might shape up to be a real exciting and an opportunity to help with a wonderful cause there.
Did we hear that they were asking for halibut for their special meal?
I think halibut is on the menu.
Okay.
And so that'll be coming up soon, and I know you'll be able to make some connections there.
Yes. Yeah.
To help you with that. And also a few places down in the lower 48 where you're headed to serve and support. And you'll be able to share more about that.
Some of those are top secret, so you got to follow along on the social media accounts to see where we're headed to cook here soon.
And what's the best social media area to find you for us old folk that it doesn't always work exactly right for us? What's the easiest way to find you?
Alaska Lizzie on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And just met with someone today, and we'll have a YouTube channel up here soon.
Yeah, well, always fun to see what's going on in your world and around town. Sometimes I have to check your Facebook to see where you are.
I see you looking at my Instagram stories. I know you're trying to find out what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to forget Fairbanks, we hope.
No.
And so Who are some of the people in town here that are meaningful places you support? And if someone called and said, you know, who can we help out? Where can we go and serve? What opportunities could you share about?
Yeah, this is my favorite question, and I love when people reach out and ask about this. Obviously, Anne over at the food bank, give her a call. You can volunteer at any time. The rescue mission, Pete Kelly is over there doing a great work with his crew. The Stone Soup is always looking for volunteers. The Breadline, Journey Church Food Pantry on Thursday. The Presbyterian Church downtown does a food box on Wednesday. Pastor Kenny does a Friday food giveaway at New Hope on 27th.
Yeah, these are all, and these are some areas too that if anyone's listening and you need provision or you need some food to get through, these are connections you can make, and any one of these areas here that have been represented will gladly help out. And certainly if you can connect with them on their scheduled days,
yes.
We so appreciate this work that goes on here in our community.
And I think my favorite right now, top of the list, the Southside Community Farmers Market over off of Rickert. They are doing a community meal. They've done it once a month, and they utilize all the local ingredients. So it's a meal made from ingredients from Calypso, from Tommy G's, the mushroom guy, Boreal Woods, Yellowwood Farms, and they just make this beautiful meal, and it's happening next Tuesday from 4 to 6, and you can show up. It's donation or for free. It's wholesome. It's delicious. They plate it beautifully. There's a team of happy people serving you. It's one of my favorite events that happens in Fairbanks all summer long. And they also have a lovely farmers market that goes along with that. Some super fun vendors that you won't find anywhere else around town. And then I also believe that the Children's Museum will be there with some fun stuff set up for the kids. So that happens on Tuesdays, and next Tuesday will be the community meal. So everyone should come out and support. Super fun.
And I would assume that is weather permitting and wrapping up.
This is the last mm-hmm. week or the last time for that community meal. But I think we did eat in the rain last week.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed being there when I visited with you, and Tommy G's sausage was definitely on
good.
Point. And the whole Pastor Minsk was there from the Southside Church, and they hosted on the property there.
They serve the coffee.
Very welcoming, so don't hesitate. Sometimes it's awkward. You drive by something and, you know, should I stop or what's this about? But jump in there, enjoy the food, and visit with your Fairbanks neighbors.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Dad, so much for joining me today and for talking about the show and the things that have happened recently in my life. You're a huge inspiration, huge help. I couldn't do any of what I do around town without you and Mom and the rest of the crew. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And now you're going to make me cry. but we're on radio, so I guess that's okay.
It's okay. Well, thank you for listening. This is Fairbanks Foodies. And this has just been a great, great time hanging out here today.
And if I could say, don't be lonely. Connect with Liz. And she'll plug you into a lot of different things that are happening around town. And don't be hungry.
Exactly.
A lot of good food here in town, in the restaurants and different venues and opportunities even for community meals. And so stay in touch, and may God bless each one here in Fairbanks.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM, also streaming live at kfarradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.